The official name for the process is rural determination, and it typically happens every 10 years after the U.S. Census is released, but that's not what is happening at the moment. Rather, the Federal Subsistence Board has been directed by the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture to review and reconsider how it decides which Alaskan communities are rural and to make recommendations for changes. The 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act specifies that subsistence should be a priority in rural areas. The problem is that Congress didn't actually define rural in the law. It simply excluded Alaska's major cities at the time, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Ketchikan. So the Federal Subsistence Board has been using population guidelines ever since to determine a community's status. Below 7,000 residents, a community is presumed to be rural. If a community has over 7,000 residents, it's presumed to be urban, unless it has rural characteristics. Sitka falls well above the threshold, but residents who turned out for the hearing were unanimous that Sitka retains significant rural characteristics. Mayor Mim McConnell paraphrased an assembly resolution.
Sitka is an isolated rural subsistence community, unconnected to any road system, and the vast majority of Sitka residents, over 90%, harvest large quantities of traditional, personal, and subsistence use fish and game year-round for both themselves and for others, and consider this a basic part of their cultural, economic, and social identities.
McConnell called the threshold of 7,000 arbitrary and urged the board to raise it to 11,000. That idea was seconded by other testimony. Tribal elder Harvey Kitka observed that Sitka's growth over the years has not fundamentally altered the lifestyle described by the mayor.
Seemed like we've always had this type of style that where we harvested and shared as a community. The non-natives that have come to this community have learned to do the same thing over the years.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood's Nels Lawson stressed that the correct use and respect of resources was integral to cultural education in Sitka. Tracy Ganyu with the Sitka Conservation Society testified that education crossed cultural boundaries.
Generation after generation, skills are being passed on and shared with young people to continue and perpetuate living with the land. At SES, we are teaching youth how to identify wild foods, how to harvest, prepare, and preserve them. These skills create connection to place, community, responsibility, and keep us fed. Subsistence is our way of life. It is what defines our home.
Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins argued that some aspects of rural were measurable. He thought roadlessness was a good start.
The amount of roads that community has, I think, also is highly significant. I represent Prince of Wales Island. I drive around Prince of Wales Island when I'm down there. Sitka has 7 miles of road in each direction. Beyond that is unpeopled wilderness. Sitka is hemmed in by oceans and mountain and forest. Beyond that is wildness, and that is, I think, what this community loves about Sitka, is that it feels wild, and it is remote, and it is rural.
But no one made a stronger case for Sitka's connection to food than resident Bob Sam. He told a story about being sick and hospitalized and discovering that the remedy was not in a pill bottle.
This food is medicine. It keeps me healthy. My weight is strong. I am tlengket. My food is what makes me what I am today.
The review of the rural determination criteria stems in part from objections leveled by the State Department of Fish and Game following the last time Sitka received a rural designation in 2005. In a letter, Commissioner Mackay Campbell wrote, quote, "I am deeply concerned that recent decisions affecting the status of subsistence users as rural or non-rural residents and findings regarding customary and traditional subsistence uses have been made without strict adherence to established processes and policies," close quote. Sitka not only exceeded the 7,000 population threshold, Campbell argued, but the rural characteristics Sitka claimed and the harvest patterns of the community also had not been thoroughly evaluated. The Federal Subsistence Board is taking public comment on the review of the rural determination process through November 1st. It plans to propose changes by April of next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.